900 AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler, 920 Commercial. Pete Euler serving the Emporia area for over 35 years. Call Pete at 620-342-6272.
Did you know there's a place where you can get good neighbor service and surprisingly great rates on home and auto insurance? Yep, and that place is, ta-da, State Farm. Here's the deal. State Farm Agent Pete Euler is your go-to agent in Emporia for the service you deserve at the price you want. So stop shopping around. State Farm Agent Pete Euler has you covered. Call 342-6272 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Disclaimer, individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
KVUA News time is 8:27. Newsmaker 2 time here today. We're pleased to have with us on the KVUA Sutherland studio line Sherry Scribner as we talk pancakes and Kiwanis Club.
And the Kiwanis Club Pancake Day coming up very soon, Saturday, March the 12th. Sherry, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Outstanding. So what's the date that we need to put on the calendar here for the Kiwanis Club Pancake Breakfast?
Yes, it's going to be Saturday, March the 12th. From 7 o'clock in the morning until 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
We can't wait to get those Kiwanis Club pancakes. No one does it better than the Kiwanis Club. And this is what, year 74?
It is. It is. I think that's why the pancakes are so good, is because we've been making pancakes for a long time.
Yes, indeed, you have. And this will be at the Lyon County Fairgrounds. Tell us how this will work this year, Sherry.
Yeah, so this is going to be the third year that we're doing a drive-through event. So once again, we're going to be serving pancakes through the Cloverleaf Diner, and we're really excited that 4-H was able to make that facility available to us again. So I was thinking about, you know, we've got a little snow coming tomorrow, and if it was snowing on March the 12th, you could still come get pancakes. You wouldn't have to get out of your car. You could just drive through, get a warm breakfast with pancakes and sausage and a milk, and go back home to your warm house and enjoy a great meal.
You bet we can. And, of course, save that date again coming up on Saturday, March the 12th. So where can we get our tickets, Sherry?
Yeah, you can buy tickets from any Kiwanian. Or we have a number of ticket outlets. And before I name them, I'll just let you know that tickets this year in advance are $6. So children, 3 and younger, eat for free, as always. But if you are 4 or older, you're going to need that $6 ticket. Or you can buy a $7 ticket when you drive into the fairgrounds. But ticket outlets this year are going to be at Country Mart, at the Emporia Chamber of Commerce, Mark II Lumber, Waters Hardware, Sutherland's, and Williams Automotive.
This is obviously a labor of love for the club, with this now approaching the 75-year mark. Sherry, talk about what got you interested in being involved with the Kiwanis, and whether the pancake breakfast had anything to do with your involvement with the Kiwanis Club.
Yeah, so I got involved. I was actually given an invitation to attend a meeting from a stranger when I went to an eggs and issues meeting about 15 years ago, and they told me that they supported children, and I thought, well, that's something I'm interested in doing. So I went to a meeting and had the good fortune of meeting all of these wonderful people. I sat right across the table from Jerry Carr, which was the best way to be introduced to Kiwanis. And it's been my pleasure to be a part of this service club that has been trying to make the lives of children in Emporia and Lyon County better, more fulfilling, more supportive for the past 70. Well, we've been a club for 98 years, so I've been a part of it for 15, but it's the 98th year for Kiwanis. And so we know that service clubs need Emporians, just like Emporia needs our service clubs. And so we're excited to serve, and we're excited to invite other people to come serve with us.
Well, we're so fortunate to have a great group like the Emporia Kiwanis Club doing the work that you do. And, of course, this is their 74th annual Pancake Day fundraiser coming up Saturday, March the 12th, Lyon County Fairgrounds. And let's talk about the proceeds and where they will go, Sherry.
Yeah, so all the money that we make, this is our major fundraiser every year. So this is how we make pretty much 100% of the money that we're going to use for service projects, and it all goes right back into the community. So some of the projects that we've been able to support just in the last few months are the upcoming Teddy Bear Clinic. We were able to buy some supplies that are going to be distributed to maybe as many as 500 kids. We've supported the new baby closet at the First Congregational Church. We sponsored several organizations at Match Day. And we've also, like, put together some play equipment at the new SOS shelter and rebuilt a ramp at Red Rocks. And one of the things I like that we do is that we sponsor what we call service leadership programs. They're service club-oriented groups at local schools. So we get to invest in these school groups that are learning to be leaders and learning to value service. And so we recently chartered a key club at Northern Heights High School, and we'll actually have a special fundraiser that you can support as you come through the pancake line. They will receive all of the profits for that, so hopefully we can kind of give them some money to get off on a good start. But we also have a builder's club at Sacred Heart and another key club at Olpe High School and a Circle K club at Emporia State University.
There's a lot of branches on the Kiwanis Club
on.
Tree.
Man.
Yeah. We like to think that we extend from fifth graders up through the retired generation.
All
and
right.
We're happy to work along all of that.
Well, thanks for all you do. We certainly appreciate that. A lot of great work touching many people, obviously. But the big Pancake Day is at the front, top of mind right now, Saturday, March 12th, 7 a.m. until 1 p.m. It will be a drive-through event, and I'm assuming, Sherry, that you want us to enter, 12th Avenue from the north there?
Yes. Yep. We'll go through that gate just like we've done the last few years, and we'll have some people there to direct traffic and make sure that you're headed straight for the pancake line.
One other question here, Sherry, is, you mentioned here about the different projects and, now especially the Kiwanis Club's work here at the school level. What do you have planned here for the fundraising here this year, or is it just basically as the needs arise is where the money is going to get distributed?
You know, that's a great question. So the money that we raise now is going to be used in the Kiwanis year that begins in October. So we haven't really looked at what the needs of our community might be from starting next October. And so what we're doing this year is utilizing the money that we raised at the last Pancake Day. And we've helped with a few ongoing projects, but then we also see a lot of needs pop up. And so we're grateful when people reach out and say, hey, I've got a project or I've got something that I think Kiwanis might be interested in supporting. And so if people have ideas for how we can help them, we really would like to hear from you.
All right. Well, appoint me to the pancakes. That's it. That's what we need. Coming up Saturday, March the 12th, Lyon County Fairgrounds, starting at 7. Well, Sherry, we appreciate your time this morning very much.
Oh, thanks for having me. And I will just point out that we also have gluten-free pancakes. So
okay.
If that's something that you need, we can fill that too.
Don't let that hold you back, right?
Right.
No way. All right, Sherry, thanks.
Thanks, Sherry.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Yeah, you too. Sherry Scribner of the Kiwanis Club, the annual, the 74th annual Pancake Day fundraiser, March the 12th, Lyon County Fairgrounds.
All right, and if you want to be part of the morning show, it's a very easy process. You reach out by calling or emailing, and we'll get you scheduled. Pretty much that simple. For tomorrow, our Newsmaker 2 slot involves Emporia High Theater students in previewing their upcoming play, The Drowsy Chaperone.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler at 920 Commercial. Pete Euler, serving the Emporia area for over 35 years. Call Pete at 620-342-6272. That's State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler, 920 Commercial. Good morning. It's 8:36.
Emporia Public Schools is hiring bus drivers, transportation department dispatcher, bilingual teacher's aide, paraeducator, food service, and bilingual.